Meanwhile, Mr. Alfred Woyomi, the man at the center of the controversial judgment debt saga, has been granted a 54 million Ghana cedi bail with two sureties to be justified. However, his two other accomplices, Samuel Nekwe Tete and Paul Asimenu, were each granted 6,000 Ghana cedis bail with a surety to be justified. The three are expected to report to the police twice in the week. We bring you Beatrice Opong's report.
The three accused persons were granted bail at the request of the prosecution led by Chief State Attorney Cynthia Lamte. The request was made before the defense counsel made its submission. According to Ms. Lamte, at the last sitting, the prosecution prayed the court to remand the accused persons to enable the police continue with its investigations because they may interfere if admitted to bail. However, at today's sitting, she pleaded for bail for Mr. Woyome and the other two accomplices, adding that at this stage, it will be proper if they are granted bail. The prosecution's submission was a relief for the defense, as that was what they were going to plead for. In view of this, the defense's only plea was for the number of times the accused persons should report to the police in a week, as the prosecution has suggested thrice a week. Outside the court, well wishers of Mr. Woyome thronged the premises with singing, drumming and dancing. They wore T-shirts with the inscription, Free Woyome, among others. The case has been adjourned to the 24th to the 20th of this month.
That was Beatrice Opong's report. The special aide to Alfred Woyomi, Kwame Teria, has downplayed rumors that Mr. Woyomi is going to publish a list of beneficiaries of the judgment debt payment he has received. He told Radio Ghana there is no such list. He said Mr. Woyomi will prove his innocence that he got the money legally. His comments comes hours after Mr. Woyomi was granted bail by an Accra Fast Track High Court. Mr. Teria was, however, not happy about the bail terms.
The judge has the prerogative right to further detain, but I think the argument brought forward by the Attorney General himself that they think enough investigations have been done and yet they will ask the court to actually bail the accusers.
Are you satisfied with their bail terms?
As a matter of fact, I am not, because I think it's very harsh terms, but hey, who are we? We'll see how best we work towards in providing what is needed for the court through the police service, CID, so that at least we are able to get our boss back to work.
So what next for Mr. Alfred Agbesi Woyomi?
Let us pray and hope that at least we settle, you know, matters today, and then subsequently we'll actually inform you for our next line of action, because the point is that we still have to clear the air and the perception in the minds of Ghanaians that Alfred Agbesi Woyomi has stolen Ghanaian money. It is not it. The truth will be out, and the truth will be out very, very soon, that he got the judgment legitimately, and the bare facts of this matter will be known to every Ghanaian, because we will take the steps by we taking our next line of legal actions, per actions brought against Alfred Agbesi Woyomi. We will actually calculate that we'll be able to publish and distribute materials enough to Ghanaians for them to understand the case, so the name of Alfred Agbesi Woyomi is actually not perceived as a criminal.
If you say published document, are you going to bring some list that will shock Ghanaians about who and who benefited from the judgment debt?
Far from that. We are not publishing any names from beneficiaries of this money. The money belongs to Alfred Agbesi Woyomi. He won it because he won it and paid all his debts. Those he took loans from, banks, financial institutions, insurance companies, that stood for him to go get the soft loan of 1.2 billion euros for the previous administration to just let it go. It was basically on expenses. And so that money has already been paid to its sources and beneficiaries. And we are not going to publish. It is not true that we are going to publish any names, unfortunately. But what we are going to do is to publish the real truth, the facts on this matter, the genesis of it, and what happened, and all that. Even per the ruling on this matter, where it was agreed that he's paid almost about 52 million Ghana cedis.
As we speak now, where is he?
Well, he's currently with the police CID, working, going through the normal process for him to present his surety, and then we'll move to the house.
Mr. Oyomeri No is a member of the NDC. Are you satisfied with the way the party has handled?
To tell you the truth, I am not. But for now, let me just reserve my comment and let us go through this process. And then what needs to be told to the NDC people will tell them. What needs to be, the government will tell them. But for now, let us just work this thing out. Because if some of the so-called ministers can mount platforms and denigrate Alfred Agbeshiwome and say that he's not a member of the NDC, and the voter region caucus of the NDC will come out and clearly state his position in the party, you'll hear more from us.
Special aid to Alfred William Mekwa Miteria.